I'm going to do a guided meditation for you here in the Dublin Mountains, and I'm going to do it beside a stream because I'm going to use the stream as a metaphor for to help you to release anxious and intrusive thoughts and worry and even physical tension. So I'm going to bring you up here close to a part of the stream where I'll be able to guide you through this. And the stream is particularly heavy at this time of year because there's been a lot of rainfall. So I hope you can hear the stream from this position here. And the stream is a great metaphor for life and for a state of flow. As I talk about in Dare, when you're at your happiest, you're in a state of flow. When anxiety comes in, it causes a contraction and it takes you out of that flow. So what I'm seeing here in front of me is a stream flowing down the side of a hill, making its way towards the sea. And the metaphor we're using here is that you are the stream finding its way back to source, and that the twigs or any of the leaves that are floating along on this stream here represent those anxious thoughts or worries that you might have. And during the meditation, I want you to really absorb the idea that the thoughts don't represent you. The worry doesn't represent you. You are the stream finding its way back to source. And no matter what obstacles get in your way, the stream always finds its way back to its source, no matter what challenges come along. So even though you might not know what's around the next corner, if you have that faith and trust that you will find your way back to source, you can flow with that a lot easier. You can trust in that a lot easier. So take a deep breath as you listen to the sound of the stream. Breathing in, hold, and release. I want you to do that for a couple of times, maybe 3 or 4 times. Breathing in, hold, and release. Breathing in, hold, and release. And as I'm looking at the stream here, I see a few little leaves as they pass down and make their way down. And those leaves for you can represent any of those worries that you're holding on tightly to, any of that in mental tension that you need to release, or physical tension. Remembering that you're not those worries, you're not your intrusive thoughts, you're not that anxiety. That's just mental chatter in the emotional part of your brain. You're the stream, being the observer of it all. And we apply Dare equally to anxious or intrusive thoughts. We begin by diffusing them with maybe a whatever type approach, being very dismissive of them, indifferent towards them. We accept them as they float along your stream, accepting and allowing of them. And if they're very persistent, we can even run towards them. We can demand more of those intrusive thoughts. And if you want to picture it on a stream, by demanding more, you're actually making the twigs or the leaves flow down even faster back to the sea, releasing them even quicker. The key is not to be afraid, not to obsess about them, not to apply fear to fear. So when we strip away the fear of these anxious or intrusive thoughts, strip away the fear of this content, of these leaves, of these twigs, we become free of them. We become the observer or the witness to them, and we're not emotionally impacted by them. So again, as you listen to the sound of the stream here, think about what worries you're holding on to, what fears, what deep-seated core fears you have about your anxiety. And everyone has some fears that they hold on tightly, like fears that maybe their anxiety will never go away, or that they're losing their mind, or whatever type of intrusive or anxious thoughts you have. Again, think of it like a twig or a leaf on a tree floating on down by back to the sea. So take a moment just to listen to the sound of the water here in the Dublin Mountains. And as you do so, take a deep breath in Hold and release. And as you release, imagine those twigs and leaves floating on past even faster, releasing back to source as you're flowing back to your source. Remembering that you don't have to know what's going to happen next. You don't have to know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day. You just have trust. The river always finds its way around the obstacles. And there's great peace in that, and there's great hope in that. So I'm going to leave you now to listen to the sound of the water. Continue breathing and continue imagining and picturing a releasing of those twigs and leaves. And let go of tension in your body as you listen to this sound. Really let go now. You can really let go as the river, the stream here, flows back to its source.